Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger, originally released November 21st, 1941, and the title is Danger at Breakneck Rapids. Quality's not that great. I do hope you enjoy.
Speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, on the tail of the Black Arrow, and Silver, fire!
One of the wonders of the West was the Valley of the Yellowstone, with its geysers and bubbling hot springs. Rocky slopes were known to the Indians and to the early settlers. One day, young Jed Parker and his uncle, Rack Torrance, were alone beside one of the bubbling geysers, but they were not friendly. Instead, they were fighting. Slipping and skidding, young Jed and his heavier, taller uncle traded punches. At any moment, one of them might fall into the seething pit below them.
Take that, you young whelp.
I'll get better than you can hand out.
Come away from here to that geyser and I'll whip the daylights out of you.
Out of this, we'll fight it out right here.
Rat, look, I'll fall in.
I'll show you, young whippersnapper.
Let go of me. Let go.
That's one way to stop it, wife. Get away from the geyser.
This here's hard.
He tried to push me in.
I fired those shots in the air as a warning. That geyser's going up. Come away from it and hurry.
Who are you? So much mist and steam, I can't make you out.
There you horses. Travel, mister. This ain't... Oh. Johnny, get ready to go up the sky.
Get back, both of you. Back out of the way. Grab the boy, Tonto.
You come up, Tonto.
Get away, fire.
Hold the boy, run.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Come on, brother.
Keep going. Keep moving.
You getting ready to race the room?
This far enough.
Stay here behind us on cover of rocks.
Pull, Silver.
Let's go. Pull better.
Mister, you and the engine come just in time. Rack Torrance was going to quit. Well, I'll be jiggered. You're wearing a mask.
You're an outlaw, that's what. A fine Aubrey to be heard on other folks' affairs. Now, let me tell you something, man.
Save your breath, Torrance. Right now, that guy is going to do the talking.
We'd been that close when it went off. That steamer with a scar on his back.
Yeah, that's so.
And you meant to push me in. You meant to get rid of me.
Jed Parker, you little pumpkin head. There's your temper again.
You did. Uncle or no, Uncle, that's what you tried to do.
All right.
Ready for him.
Yeah, thanks. Jed's got such all-fired trouble with that temper of his, sometimes I almost lose my own.
You
fight. Oh, we slung a few knuckles in. You want to know who started it? Ask the kid.
You got me mad. I wouldn't have done
it. Steady, Jed. Well, let's have it straight. Did you start the fight?
Well.
Did you?
Yeah, I reckon I did. But Rack had no call to put names on my paw.
So that's it, Torrance.
Well, I didn't mean nothing. Just his dad's my stepbrother. Dad's just a mite cutie, that's all. And I'll forget it, kid. I'm sorry.
You know, Rack, I guess I was sort of hair-triggered at that.
Atta boy. Now let's get a horses and head back to home.
There they are, over that way.
Here, boy.
Mister.
Yes?
Don't pay no mind to what the boy said. He's got notions, that's all.
You were going at it hot and heavy when Tom and I came up.
Well, a youngster needs a hiding every once in a while. But I'm glad you stopped us. It might have been a nasty accident.
It might not have been an accident.
Well, you're acting that way, huh? Well, get this, masked man. You and the engine keep your mouth shut tight about this, or...
Or what, Torrance?
Well, I might let it out that I seen a masked man riding these parts. The sheriff's mighty interested in outlaws. You keep shut up, and I'll do likewise.
Here you are, Rack. Pile on your pillow. We're due back at the ranch in time for supper.
Steady, oh, steady.
Adios, masked man. Adios, Injun.
Adios.
Get up there, boy. Get up.
Adios, mister. Remember what I told you.
Get up there.
Him bad. Him speak with forked tongue like rattlesnake. We see him. Hunter to say him try to push boy into geyser.
Heading south, Hutto.
You believe what him say?
Do you?
No. Boy, him good. Man, him bad.
I agree with you, Toto. Wherever Rack Torrance is, there'll be trouble.
Ah. And why you let him go? Why you not find out what's wrong, huh?
We will, Toto.
How? How you do that? This country all rock. They not leave trail for us to follow.
We will have to follow them to learn where they live, Kimosabe.
Huh?
Didn't you notice the brand on their horses? The Flying W. That's where we'll find them. The Flying W Ranch.
Harlan Garrett! Harlan Garrett, you cowardies! Listen to folks and come all in for supper time! Meat's on the table, greens and coffee and biscuits and fried apple pie! Go to the Grand over there! Harlan Garrett, of all things, in the coil!
Stepbrother.
I'm civil to him as long as he's a guest here. But my personal opinion is that no self-respecting buzzard would touch him.
Same way I feel.
Rack Torrance is a skunk, Bill. You mind a piece of advice?
No use to me, I don't. You give it anyway.
Send him packing. Send him to Vamoose and stay that way.
I wish you could, Bill.
Why don't you?
Well, he's bad.
He's a stepbrother. And he's poisoned. Tell him to fold his blanket roll and skedaddle, and don't start telling me it ain't hospitable to send a guest off, Bill Parker. A varmint's a varmint.
I like to think about it, Bez.
I might have known you'd be soft-hearted.
We should be glad to Jed, though. Jed's a good boy, a good son. That Torrance is no good company for him.
Well, you better get inside before them two-legged wolves leave you nothing but an empty plate, Bill. Take my advice.
I'll be the turn. I tell you, too.
Hey, put the plates on the table!
Well, they're sure riding with me split. Why don't they still?
No, it's eating them. Take the long way around and go around the corral instead of straight here.
Well, it might be a race to heaven. Find time for it. Lander, don't you look at them local agents. They're not going around the corral. They're riding straight at it.
Go with him, please. Jeff, you fool!
I'm having to jump the corral.
Stop it, fool!
Don't stop it too high! Let's try to stop at him jump!
Come on, get out there. You're over the bar.
Yeah, there he goes.
Get
Oh,
they cleared it. Think you might have gone to try the other side, too. Oh,
I can't look.
All right, Bill. Nobody hurt this time. Howdy, Pa. Howdy, Beth. See, my pony clear the barn? And Rack bet he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he almost didn't do it. Your horse picked the bars on the second
leg. Greg Torrance.
Huh? What's taking you, Bill? You look mad.
What are you trying to do? Keep your son killed?
Oh, Pa, he dared me.
I bet he did.
You didn't serve yourself a jig. You laid already.
Sure, Paul.
Dick! After this, let me know where you're at before you go, Sandy.
Sorry, Paul. I didn't think it mattered much. Rack thinks I'm still a maverick, that's all. Guess I learned a discipline that too, right?
Guess I better get in there, too. See you later.
Well, Phil, something else on your mind?
Jake's got the makings of a black eye, Rack. We'll get it.
Oh, him and me, the little rat went around.
Sure it wasn't fighting?
Better ask your son.
Don't you will. Rick, I don't think you'd better eat for the rest of us. I might say something I'd regret. Any kin of mine. I'll tell Bash to keep a plate of grub hot for you. You later.
Never mind, Phil.
Eh?
I said never mind. Figure I'll skip supper. I'm riding in the mound here.
Well, that suits me.
Yeah. There's a gent there waiting to see me. Good old private business. Adios, Phil. Come in from a separate branch to talk to set up over with you, mister. I ain't for certain it's gonna be as easy as you made it sound.
In other words, Taunt, your nephew's still alive.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna get rid of him.
Well, I was.
You went to the Yellowstone. What about that accident?
It didn't pan out. A couple of riders drifted along at the wrong time.
They stopped you?
Mister, I couldn't put him in with them watching. Can't claim an accident that way. They also dared the kid into jumping his horse at the corral fences. Figured he might break his neck. He cleared him, didn't even spill.
Never mind that, Torrance. These two riders at the Yellowstone.
What about it?
That's what I'm asking you. Were they suspicious?
No, didn't seem so. They thought we was fighting.
You're certain?
Yeah, Jed admitted he started it. He did. I egged him into it. What are you staring at me for?
Wondering how much it would take to make you cave in, Torrance.
What?
You're a weakling. A coward, Torrance.
Why, you can't call me that.
Sit down, Torrance.
I don't mind you joking, mister.
I didn't know I was. Stop laughing, it's not funny. You've got to take care of your nephew, Torrance.
Sure I will.
And soon.
Well.
Very soon.
What about his father? What about Phil Parker?
As soon as the boy's gone, I'll carry out my share of the bargain. Don't worry about that.
I ain't worried.
Phil Parker won't outlive his son by more than a day.
He knows.
Yeah, it better be. And do it quickly. The next time it may not be just a couple of drifting cowhands will see you. It might be Parker himself. He'd start putting two and two together.
Well, they weren't cowhands.
Whatever they were.
One was an Indian and the other rode a white horse and wore a mask.
What? Say that again.
An Indian and a gent.
Never mind, I heard you.
What's the matter, you know?
Never mind. Torrance, I've decided you need help. That boy's gonna be finished tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Hey, Snake, come here.
Calling me, boss?
Snake, this is Rack Torrance. Tomorrow morning, he'll be riding along Breakneck Rapids with young Jed Parker.
Maybe Jed
He'll be riding with young Jed Parker. Snake, you'll make sure Jed Parker gets pushed into the rapids, understand?
He'll drown. Nobody could live in that water.
Yeah, Torrance, he'll drown. And don't worry, you won't be blamed. Just be out there tomorrow morning riding along the rim of Breakneck Rapids. Be there and have Jed Parker with you.
You see where Rack Torrance, the boy you're riding, Tonto?
They plenty far away.
Riding along the bank of the rapids, aren't they?
That's not good.
I agree with you, Tonto. We ride up closer and...
Tonto, he was happy. Man ran out to him. Push boy into water all at once.
Look, they're riding off. Boys in the rapids, and they're leaving him there.
Him not live long. Water plenty white, plenty bad.
Ride for the rapids, Tonto. Get your rope. We gotta save that boy's life.
Get him up, scout. Help!
Do it!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Unseen by the cowardly killers, the masked man and Tonto would gallop toward Breakneck Rapids to attempt to save the boy. Meanwhile, Rat, Torrance, and Snake headed straight for Flying W spread, whipping their horses. As soon as they drew close to the ramp, they fired the revolver in the air, yelling and shouting.
Hey, back there! Flying W, roust out! Flying W, hold!
Bill,
fire!
Bill, hold
it,
man!
Take what's wrong?
Put you on the horse, Curry. Put some in the
race. Bill.
Open your mouth, speak up.
Jed. What do you mean?
What about my boy? What's happened to Jed?
The horses are wet. They're in the river. Their clothes are wet.
Yeah, Bess. We seen him from a way off. Me and Snake rode into the water. We tried to save him.
You tried to... Speak up, dog, on your hands. What are you saying?
Mr. Parker, your son, Jed, drowned in Breakneck Rapids.
No. There you look,
we saw him riding way ahead of us. He left the ranch by his lonesome. Saddled his horse and rode off. I saw him go.
Can't be. He's around here someplace. Jed! Jed!
No use, Bess. I tell you straight, he's gone.
Poor dummy. He's been in fighting an accident.
Wasn't no accident, ma'am.
Which is? No accident.
We saw it, Parker. Your son was pushed into the rapids by an outlaw wearing a mask and riding a white horse. He had a redskin with him. Yeah, Phil. He marked which way they went. He was too busy trying to save Jed to take after him.
Red, hurry. Take us all, you kids. Send your horses. We'll find those muttering yellow scouts. Send your horses. We're riding from the rapids.
Mention.
Bring up, James.
Right about here, Phil.
Wedgewater, keep them terrible. I see the tracks, the horses.
Nobody could live through it.
I'm obliged to you, Rack, for doing what you could this evening. You too, Snake.
Oh, you only did what any man would do.
I want you to forgive me for ever speaking hard words to you, Rack Torrance.
I never took them to heart, Phil.
You're the only king that got left now. I figured I'd be hanging the flying W ranch to Jed with a pass to him. Now,
maybe you ought to head down to the foot of the rapids, Parker. Might find some sign of
him. Yes, I reckon so. The water's calm down there. I hope his soul has found it, but quiet. All right, boys, let's travel. Come on, seeing things. Look yonder, on that bridge downstream. A man on the white horse, an engine on the pig.
What? You mean they're reeling with the rabbits like we said there? It's them.
Yes, Snake, the outlaw and the engine.
Who knows, Leon Brace, didn't he? I'm surprised they stayed around.
He likewise.
They see us, Mr. Parker.
Let him see us. Let him get a good look at us. A good close look, face to face. Ride after him and catch him, you savvy. Catch him. Don't let him get away.
Tommy, they ride this way to us.
We'll wait for them, Tonto.
They've got guns.
We won't touch our guns, no matter what happens.
What you say, Tonto, do. But they've plenty of danger.
And remember, no word about what we've seen or what happened this morning. You understand?
Tonto, savvy. Maybe they not wait. Maybe they shoot first, talk after.
Keep your hands on your saddle horn. Sit easy.
That's them! Shoot him down!
Hold your fire! You're the seat of that blue trigger! More peace of mind to deal with, understand? Mind!
Well, this looks like a posse, but I don't see any sheriff badge.
We don't need one for you. I say spring them up!
Sure, feed the varmints a loop into a rope!
No! No, quiet, all of you! Fire for temptation. They all just lived according to the law, and I'll see these skunks hang according to the law. This year, you and the engine are going to be locked up in my winter feed house. It's solid wood, and it's padlocked.
Oh, you're not savvy, Otto. You're right. I'll just say nothing.
Red, you and the boys take these hombres back and lock them up good. Black and Snake and me, we're going down the stream. I want to find Jed's body. Yes, ma'am, he's going to be buried proper. And you'll be buried close after him.
Someone coming.
This cabin not got window and we not see.
I can hear footsteps.
It's plenty dark outside. Dark inside, too.
Our horses are in the corral.
Where we go when we get out?
Wherever Rack, Torrance, and Snake went, Tonto. But I have a good idea where that is.
Keep us happy.
Get the door. Get ready, Tonto. Swing wide open in a moment.
The door swung open. In the darkness, a few whispered words were hurriedly spoken. And swiftly, as the door was closed and locked behind them, the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved through the darkness to the Flying W Corral.
Here's Silver.
Here's Scout.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto called, the white stallion in the paint trotted across the corral. Quickly to the saddle. Then?
The bar is back on the crowd gate, Tonto.
Now we go.
me to Moundville.
Get him up, scout.
Come on, Silver.
Come to Moundville for two reasons, Torlock. First to see you, and second to fix the sheriff out to the Flying W.
The masked man's locked up, him and the Indian bull.
Parker ain't dead and strung up in the morning. He wants the sheriff there to make it legal.
With a right lucky chance, Torlock. We made that story up out of whole cloth about the masked man, the redskin pushing the kid in the rapids.
Hey, we never figured on seeing him.
When they let us ride up and capture him, he could have knocked me over with a tumbleweed. They didn't even go for their guns.
That fact proves they didn't see you get rid of the boy, Snake.
Huh?
Torrance, ride across the trail and wait there. Snake will join you in a minute.
Oh, what
for? Go ahead. When he joins you, you can go get the sheriff.
All right, I'll be waiting.
Just as well he doesn't know all of this, Snake. He's such a weakling that might show his face in the morning.
I'm to get rid of Parker?
Right. Rack Torrance will then inherit the Flying W.
He gives us $1,000 cash for our part in getting him the ranch.
Yeah. He doesn't know what else we'll get.
I don't savvy, Torlock.
Don't be a fool, Snake. He'll be in our power because we'll know his secret.
Yeah?
Yeah. Any time the Black Arrow wants to use his ranch as a hideout or a base of operations, he won't dare refuse.
So that's it.
The Legion of the Black Arrow needs all the hideouts it can get. From the Flying W, we can control the whole valley of the Yellowstone.
You're right, smart hombre, Torlock.
Black Arrow thinks of everything, Snake.
Sure looks that way. Now, what about Parker? How do I cut him down?
Yeah, I brought your rifle in the saddle holster. Strap it to your saddle.
I use this.
The newest rifle there is. Range twice as long as any other. You and Torrance will get the sheriff, but you won't ride back with him.
Uh-huh.
You'll tell him you're staying in Moundville. After they're gone, you ride out of town and cross the Breakneck River above the ranch house. Circle down and get in position directly across from it. As soon as it's light, they'll be taking the masked man and the engine out of that cabin. That'll give you a clear shot at Parker. And don't miss.
It'll be easy, Torlock. It's a right good scheme.
You'll have no trouble getting away. They can't cross the river at that point. They'll have to circle upstream, too.
I'll be miles away.
That's all. I'm leaving you here. Go ahead and join Torrance.
Keno, Torlock. Adios.
Adios.
Get up there.
All set, Rack.
Where's Torlock on?
Never mind, it's all set. Let you and me amble. If you want to reach the Flying W by dawn, we better get the sheriff.
Get up there. Get up.
Rat, Torrance, and Snake headed down the silent main street of the little town. Behind them, close to the spot where Torlock and Snake had talked, the leaves of the cottonwood rustled as two horsemen pushed forth from the deep shadows.
Hello, you heard?
Me here.
Torlock is behind us.
Torlock go one way, Torrance and Snake go another. Who we follow?
We'll have to leave Torlock for another time, Toto. Right now, we've got to make sure nothing happens to Phil Parker. That means we follow Torrance and Snake.
They go get Sheriff.
Ride with me, Kemosabe. Here's what we'll have to do.
Get him up, scout!
You and I must split up. At dawn tomorrow, Rack and the Sheriff will be at the Flying W. They'll be opening that cabin where we're supposed to be locked up.
Come on, Sheriff. Get that lock open and bring out the prisoners.
Still not real life, Parker. I can't seem to locate the keyhole. Here, you try it. This is your ranch. You're more familiar with it.
It's strange, Phil. Yeah. You think the masked man and the engine will be stirring. I don't hear a sound from inside that cabin.
Yeah, most likely they don't feel much like trouble. Get this lock open.
Hey, Phil!
Hey, what's the matter with you, Rick? I told you to fetch the prisoners' horses from the corral. So if we can put them on the horses for the hay.
I went to the corral, but the horses are gone.
What?
You're local.
They're gone, I tell you. The white stallion in the paint. There's no sign of it.
We've been plundered.
They couldn't have escaped.
Stand back. Let me open this door. It's plenty light enough to help. Hey, come out of there, you. Come out and... You're right. You ain't here.
Oh, empty, all right. Parker, what kind of nonsense is it?
He was here last night.
Who let him out? That door was locked from the outside and it stayed locked.
Speak up. Who let him out? Rick?
No, it wasn't me.
What? Parker, look. Yonder, across the river.
It's a mess, man. Who's that he's fighting with?
He looks like Snake. And he ain't fighting anymore. The masked man's got him with his hands behind his back. He's tying him up.
Yeah, what in blazes is going on?
You want to know, you ask Rack Torrance.
The engine, where'd you come from?
Nobody move. Tonto got gun. You, Torrance, you not move. Parker, masked man say, me tell you, Rack Torrance, man who put your son in rapid.
Hell, he's local.
Didn't you expect me to believe that?
You believe, cause the truth. Masked man and Tonto see him. Rack Torrance and Snake try to kill boy. Now Snake try to kill you from cross river. But masked man get him.
Engine, you're talking crazy.
Sure he's talking crazy. He broke out of that cabin, him and the masked gent. Grab him, shoot him down. I don't know what he came back here for.
Now you not make move. I tell you why I come back. Masked friend tell me bring boy back.
What's that? Boy, you mean Jed?
But he drowned in the rapids. He's dead.
That's not true. Boy not drowned. Lone Ranger him ride into water with rope, pull boy out. He's here right behind cabin. Howdy, Ted.
Howdy, Tonto.
Jed, Jed, boy. The mayor's man and the engine told Bessie you were all right after they rescued you from the rapids. We just cleared apart to trap these rabbits.
All what the Indian said is true. Rack and Snake pushed me in. Rack wanted in here at the ranch.
Jed, why didn't you come back?
Well, Masked Man said not to, Bess. He said it was smarter for me to stay out of sight, so this whole thing could be cleared up.
Well, it was you who let them out of this cabin last night, wasn't it? It was you.
Hey.
Don't move, Rack. Sheriff, I reckon your duty is clear. Put that hombre under arrest.
I got my guns on him, Phil. And what's more, we'll arrest Snake, too. He's tied up across the river.
Didn't you know what it takes to be? The engine's gone. He rode off.
Sure he did, Pa. Reckon he couldn't wait to join up with his part, the Lone Ranger.
Don't do it!
Kimasabi, your plan worked very good. Torrance and Snake go to jailhouse. Now, what we do now?
I'm Torlak Tonto. He hasn't left Moundville. We...
What matter?
Look, Tonto. What's that floating in the water?
That cloud floating in water. It come from upstream.
That's where we're going, Tonto.
Huh?
You recognize this glove? Last night when we watched from the cottonwoods. Tonto, this glove belongs to Torlak.
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.